This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
He's from Red Hot Relationships, our relationships guru, Bruce Sullivan, on the air this morning. How to have those difficult conversations? Is it harder, Bruce, to have them with those that I guess you love more than those that I guess maybe your workmates are at arm's length? Good morning.
Yeah, look, good morning to you. And it is. And I think, as you say, like particularly in those close, personal, intimate relationships, it's easier just to let it go. You know, people are busy too. And so there's no doubt about that. And you think, oh, I really should bring that up because that's annoying me or that's frustrating me or this is an issue for me or you broke an agreement. Whatever the reason to have that difficult conversation, quite often we're more likely to have that in the workspace and not in the home space. And obviously that causes some long-term resentment if that's not resolved.
Yeah, I think one of the issues too is if you leave it go, it all builds up and then you explode and then it comes out all wrong. I think if the way you present it, if it's a complaint, it's the way you present it to that person is very, very important. I mean, if you can do it with a kind of a different attitude and maybe a softly, softly approach, then you're going to get much better response too, aren't you?
Yeah, look, definitely. And I think, look, the key message this morning is to just make sure that if you are going to have the conversation, particularly in that close personal family scenario, it's probably better to actually have the agreement first about the having the conversation versus actually having the conversation. And I know it sounds like it's putting another like administrative load on your conversations, but I think it's really important to have an agreement to say, hey, look, you know, Liam, Dave, I've really got something I want to bring up with you guys, but I want to make sure that it's going to be a positive conversation. I want to make sure if I bring it up, that, you know, there's probably going to be some anger and maybe a little bit of defence.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'm not sure, but
so it's kind of like the meeting before the meeting. You know, you have a meeting to get your story straight, and then you have an actual meeting.
That's brilliant.
And then you have a post-meeting where you make the real decisions.
Well,
hang on, I'm writing all this down. This is complicated.
Look, the agreements that you make beforehand, and look, you know, as much as I said, sometimes we're more likely to get it right at work than at home, I think the principle works well in all of those contexts. This, you know, hey, look, to a staff member, I want to have a chat with you about something. What I really want to make sure is that it's a positive conversation, that we both walk away feeling like, yes, it was a tough conversation, but we've got some agreement to move forward. And I think as much as you might have been jokingly about that, you know, that third meeting, that follow-up meeting, I think there's been nothing better than if you've had a difficult conversation to do the little thank you note or, you know, email, text message, Facebook, whatever the modern version of that is, and just send a note to someone and say, hey, look, I know that was really tough yesterday, and, you know, I just want to reinforce that I really want our relationship to progress and that I love you and I think you're amazing, and it was, you know, it was good that we stayed with it long enough to get to the resolution. So, you know, thank you for, you know, honouring the agreement that we made in setting up that conversation.
Mate, are you more of a ripping the Band-Aid off type of guy? Like, if the conversation needs to be had, I mean, there's certain people that will hide and cower from it and never bring it up. I guess I'm a bit more like, I mean, would you believe, Roberto and I have never had a fight in 8 years, and I think it's because we're Band-Aid rippers. If there's ever even an inkling, bang, it's dealt with straight away, and we've moved on, and we can honestly say we've never had a bust-up in 8 years of friendship, ever.
That's fantastic. And you live in some pretty close quarters there too and with a very demanding job. And I think what exists in your relationship, though, is an agreement to be Band-Aid rippers. So, hey, look, if we've got an issue, let's just fix it up. Let's get it done. And, you know, and the relationship is paramount. So it may not be every time that you're going back and having that conversation, but there's a genuinely understood agreement to say, I want to have a great working relationship with you and I want to have a great personal relationship with you. Let's make sure we do whatever we can. And if we have to have a tough conversation, you know, it means that I don't love you any less. It means that I really want this this out of the way so we don't have any resentment in our relationship. And that's a really positive thing.
Yeah, you know, Robbie and I worked together for so long. I mean, we've been together for a long time, so we've never had many blues either. Only just little things when I broke his collarbone, but that was a long time ago. But you know what? The thing is, he's pretty easygoing, I'm pretty easygoing. But the thing is, I guess in a relationship, whether it's a spouse relationship or friendship, everybody's got their quirks, everybody's got their buttons. You know, when people push somebody's button, the next minute they're reacting badly and you wonder why. If you really, really know somebody, you've got to take that into account. You think, well, wait a minute, if I'm going to say it like that, that's going to hurt that person or stir them up. I've got to be really cautious. So you'd have to really pre-think actually what you're going to say to somebody. And as I said before, you've got to deliver it in a nice package too, haven't you?
Yeah, look, definitely. And I'm laughing out loud though, because like, when people know what those buttons are in those close personal relationships, they might actually push them on purpose.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's like, that's going to set that person off, as opposed to, you know, again, I'd be taking your advice. If you're going to have the conversation, is there an agreement in place to have these kind of conversations? And if there is an agreement in place, then, you know, spending a little bit of time thinking about what you want to have a talk about and how you're going to do that in the most respectful way, and then doing the follow-up, I think that's also a beautiful little tying that all back together again.
You know, if I said to my wife before we had a conversation, listen, I'm going to say something, can we have an agreement that you're not going to get angry? She would say, what have you done?
No, definitely.
Which means that you need to go back to the agreement. So I'm already sensing a little bit of anger. I'm happy for you to get angry, but I'm really happy for you to know that, you know, this is all about wanting the best possible outcome. So getting back to that agreement, you know, I want to make sure that you still want the best possible outcome.
You first, and, Bruce. You know, that's powerful. You first. When it comes to your wife and does my back all look big in this? Well, we're going to have a conversation. I'm going to be honest. I don't want to be World War III.
Yeah.
Good luck, Bruce. Let me know how you go with that. On having honest conversations, especially with those you love. Bruce Sullivan is from Red Hot Relationships. Good on you, mate. Always nice to chat.
Enjoy your day.
Your entertainment news is coming up. Which rock star just did a massive free concert over in Mexico way? We'll let you know next. We're family's number one here at 96.5.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.